We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:05. It's Monday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour, is at the Shoreline Amphitheater this Sunday, September 17th. Be Alice's guest at the show. Call us right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9, where's a pair of tickets? Don't miss Jim Gaffigan this Sunday. The Shoreline tickets are on sale now at, you know what? Go to RadioAlice.com. There's got to be a link here. That's quite URL there.
Exactly. For me to, part of the copy.
Just go to RadioAlice.com.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on there this morning.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Johnny Mosley's coming in about an hour or so. He's going to be reviewing American Assassin with
Thank Hooman. You so much.
Any further comment on that?
No, just tune in. It's going to be really, it's a worthwhile movie because it's not like Home Again with Reese Witherspoon, which was a terrible film. Mm. You could have skipped that review. But this one is a must listen.
Okay.
Oh,
and we're doing two this
listen.
Week, too.
Wow.
We are doing two this week.
Yep. Yes. On Thursday, our friend Rudy and Bryn are going to be reviewing
Mother. I'm excited to see Johnny because he's already working on the voiceover for the new Warren Miller film, which is a big part of the kickoff to ski season every year. It's pretty
right
neat.
Around the corner.
Pretty good stuff.
Someone had posted, or maybe they just sent it to me. You guys might have seen it on Facebook. I think Johnny Mosley, you know how he does that visitors thing that he talked about?
Yeah, I watched the first two.
Oh, was one of them where he was skiing at night with a lit up suit?
I did not see that one, no.
It's really cool. I'll show it to you before he comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I saw the first two and thought they were great.
Yeah.
Really short. I told you guys about it. So
the
one is about it's not tightrope walking. They call it something, but it's
skip lining, jump lining,
something. He'll tell us. He'll be in. But I saw that one, and that was really neat. Out in the middle of the desert, they hook these lines up and just walk them.
Mm.
Totally hairball.
Right.
And then what was the other one he did? Oh, some kind of water sport thing over in Catalina.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. Anyway, they're great. Johnny's really fun. He's a fun watch, and he's a natural. So it's pretty cool.
He and Hooman went and saw that movie. I looked like at the Metreon, where they have some kind of automated coffee machine. And I was watching Hooman's stories
with an
that
arm
day.
Or something.
Yeah, it's just an arm, and you tell it what kind of coffee you want.
Hooman
from an
hates
iPad.
That machine, by the
he
way.
Is, yeah. And actually, they got in a fight with another lady there. I mean, it was a whole saga that was happening on Hooman's story. Hooman. You and Johnny had a fight with a coffee machine?
With the lady.
Well, yeah, there's that thing. Bryn and I, checked it out one time at the Metreon where there's this, robotic arm that makes your coffee for you. Johnny's like, let's check this out. I thought it was pretty lame, but he was into it. But there's all these stations, and until you get a code texted to you, you won't know if it's your coffee or the person before you or the person after you.
Oh, because the thing's just putting them down.
Yeah,
so someone could just walk up and grab your coffee.
Yeah, there's nobody saying.
So you got in a fight with a lady whose coffee, it was actually her coffee.
Yeah, Johnny jumped the gun. He got a little aggressive at the coffee machine.
Oh.
I can't imagine Johnny being aggressive.
He's so handsome in that video, too. It's just a total grainy little video. I was just like, oh my God, that guy's stunningly good looking.
I mean, and he looks like he rolled out of bed.
I know.
He's kind of messy looking, and just you're still like,
I know.
Hi.
And actually, he's gotten hotter since he's gotten older.
I know.
God, I can't wait to feast my eyes on him later.
Hey, Vinny.
I'm just hoping he brings sunflower seeds.
Uh-huh. Hey, I asked on his Instagram when he was posting. I go, hey, bring some in on Monday.
Mighty Iota.
Mm-hmm. yeah, big shame.
They were talking about that on the thing too. They're in Whole Foods now.
Yeah.
He
is taking off.
Good for him. Good.
Vinny, people are texting in slacklining.
Slacklining.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I'm super excited for this weekend. The Jim Gaffigan show is on the 17th, which is John's birthday. It's also Village's birthday. Village is coming in this week.
Really?
Sarah, I'll be there on Thursday.
What are you guys going to do?
Hang out, rock out, play some music.
But you do that every single weekend.
Yeah, and this time Village will be there.
Oh.
It's going to be great. Can't wait. Oh, my God. It's been so long since I've seen you. Oh, I can't wait to see him. Super fun. All right, so here we go. The top albums in the country this week. New music comes out on Friday, and a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything did. Really, not a lot new. We'll whip through this. And your new number one, debuting in first place, LCD Sound System. American Dream, 85,000 copies.
Is that right? I wonder if this is their first number one.
I don't know. Let me see if it says anything about that. Mm-mm.
Good for them.
Tonight.
You hear this coming out of Yeah Right's room a lot, or?
No, I don't. He wears headphones.
Ah.
I always tell him, you don't have to. When I was a kid, we just rock out in our rooms. Be warring different music coming out of our rooms.
Yeah, it's their first number one.
Oh, it is? Oh, good for
them.
Yeah,
I would think.
Congratulations. This is a terrible story.
Oh.
Have you heard of the country act Montgomery Gentry?
I have, and I think I know where you're headed, but I don't know the details, so
it's
lay it on me.
It's just awful. So I do feel like I don't know any of their, they've had 5 number one hit songs, and but they're definitely, you hear their name around. I mean, I guess you have 5 number ones in the country world, and you hear about them on the CMT Awards or whatever it is. But this dude, half the band, died in a crash, in a helicopter crash. This was Friday. Troy Gentry of Montgomery Gentry, I guess Eddie Montgomery is the only guy, is the guy left. That's the other guy. Troy Gentry of Montgomery Gentry was killed on Friday. The helicopter he was riding in crashed in New Jersey, 50 years old. He and Eddie Montgomery were supposed to perform that night. Eddie was not on this particular helicopter. The helicopter was reporting mechanical problems and hovered in place while waiting for emergency crews to show up and crashed as they arrived.
Wow.
There are questions about the pilot's maneuvers, so the NTSB has launched an investigation. The news of Troy's death was posted Friday on the band's website. Troy's family thanked his fans for their thoughts and prayers while also asking for privacy. He's got a wife, Angie, and 2 daughters. They formed the band in 1999. They've released 11 albums, had 5 number one hits. Which one do you just play? Play me another number one hit from them.
Roll with me. Here's Lucky Man.
All right. So Eddie Montgomery hasn't released.
Wait, let me hear the next line.
Oh.
He rhymes good. Good rhymer. Hear that?
Oh, my God. That's so freaking sad. Eddie Montgomery hasn't said anything about this yet, which is certainly understandable.
Well, they're not the first musicians to die getting around by helicopter.
Just
or
awful.
Air travel in general.
I know. It's so rock and roll to die.
It's a long list.
Yeah.
Isn't that how Stevie Ray Vaughan died?
Yeah.
Randy
That's how Bill
Rhodes.
Graham died, right?
Bill Graham died in helicopter.
Yep.
Didn't they hit like
John
a power
Denver.
Line or something? Sure. His little
He was flying
plane.
Himself around.
Yeah, he
little
built that
glider
little plane.
Or something,
yeah.
Right? It's terrible. I mean, I don't know anything about Montgomery
Buddy
Gentry,
Holly,
but it's, you know,
Richie Valens.
Dude's 50. Oh, yeah.
Big bopper.
Yeah. Holy crap. The day the music died.
Yeah.
Just terrible news. So for, you know, people who are fans of them, I'm very sorry. 50-year-old. That's
young.
It's way too young.
As I can see it just over the horizon there.
Dude, I've been living here for almost a year.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, actually.
All right.
It's kind of empowering. Look at it. I'm 50.
I don't like
tell
it.
Tell me what to do.
I don't like it at all. I don't like it one stinking cotton picking bit. Yuck. Blah.
Embrace it.
Yeah,
amazing.
I was totally thinking the same thing. Embrace it.
You're okay with it?
I have no choice.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm
good point, you said.
Inching there, man. There's nothing I could do about it, so I'll just keep dyeing my hair.
Yeah.
And I'll be good.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well.
Was I watching one of the morning shows with you last week, and Candace Bergen came on.
Good Morning America, yeah. We're watching.
She's promoting that terrible movie. Isn't she in the Reese Witherspoon movie?
Yeah. What's the name of that movie?
Home Again.
Home Again. Home Again. Yeah. No one see it. It's terrible.
No one did see it. Don't worry. They all went and saw it. But she comes out
yeah.
And she's elderly now. I mean, I don't know if she's elderly, but she's got to be at least late 70s, if not older than that.
Candace Bergen is.
Yeah.
So she's kind of got, I think you said, the quote is, she's got old lady body. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever. She's,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, but she doesn't care. Like, I look forward to it.
She's 71.
Oh, is that all? Oh, man, she's young
it's
to have
sort
old lady
of this body.
Body.
It's just kind of there. It's just kind of...
You kind of cover it with like a large shirt.
A large shirt.
You have your skinny little legs sticking out the bottom.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, but I mean, she's still lovely looking.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not like hitched to one side
or anything.
Not at all.
She doesn't have like a hump on her back or anything. Yeah, she looked
fine. But it was just like.
Fine.
Mm.
All right.
Hilarious. Oh, goodness. Oh, is this.
That's Cannonball. That's when she was young.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
well, she looks beautiful.
She looks like a teenager right
now. Yeah, I mean,
boy,
she's still lovely looking.
Look how beautiful. So that, what is she, 20 in that picture? She's freaking stunning.
Oh, is that her above her, though?
Yeah.
Age is awful.
It is the worst, man. It's so mean. It's just mean. Makes you the butt of your life's joke. Kenny Chesney. Another country guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
His house he had a house in the Virgin Islands on St. John.
Wow.
It's just gone. He wasn't there, but 20 people and 10 dogs were in the house. And they survived by all crowding into a closet. He talked about it in an interview, and it said it was terribly frightening. The house is simply gone. And we're not talking about some shack here either. It was located in an area of the island that they actually thought wouldn't be getting direct wind. It was built with stone, concrete bricks. And he even put in 200-mile-an-hour tested windows throughout the house, and every single one of them blew out.
Yow.
Of course, he's, you know... bummed that his house is gone, but he also said, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to try to relieve some of the stress from people that I've really grown to love over the years who've meant so much on my life. He's planning to do a benefit concert for the Virgin Islands at some point, and he started a relief foundation called Love for Love City, where you can donate money to benefit the islands, and you can do that by going to kennychesney.com. We Can Survive. CBS Radio is presenting its 5th annual We Can Survive show at the historic Hollywood Bowl on October 21st.
This is a big one.
It is a big one.
The bill is killer.
It's great. Alicia Cara, Harry Styles, Kesha, Khalid, Lorde, Macklemore, Pink, Sam Hunt, and Sam Smith. So I would say you should keep listening to this station because we probably will have some opportunities for you to win your way down there. Oh, look, Chris Olivero has a quote in this story.
Is that right? Mm. What does he have to say?
To celebrate the show's 5th anniversary, we've assembled our biggest ever lineup at the legendary Hollywood Bowl.
That's his quote.
We Can Survive is an especially unique show which brings together today's most popular artists and their fans to raise awareness for a worthy cause and celebrate survivors. Good quote, Chris. I'll have to email him today and tell him what it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at you. Look
at
your nose.
A good word
all
for
brown.
Us.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm about to start negotiations.
We want that to go well.
Yes, we do.
Our corner office works on that bill forever.
Yeah.
So
he's the guy who puts that together.
It's a big deal.
And
then they go to Chris for the quote.
Right, I know. Sure, he's like, I'm sorry, what does Chris have to...
Yeah, I'm sure he's just like, whatever, man.
People are getting really excited about Stranger Things coming back.
Hey.
Yes, dear.
So the kid from Stranger Things is in it, right?
Apparently.
That's what someone had texted.
We had heard that the main young boy, although they're all sort of the main.
Them.
He's the one who falls in love with Eleven. Spoiler alert from the first season.
Oh, great.
Which one is he in the book, though, from it?
I wonder if he's Stuttering Bill.
He can't be.
Why can't he?
Because Stuttering Bill's Big Bill.
Oh.
He's supposed to be the heroic guy.
Right.
The little skinny kid can't be Big Bill. Although it's a movie, they can do anything they want.
They can do whatever they want.
They could have totally changed it. Okay, never mind. Stranger Things.
It's been a long wait for season two of Stranger Things. It's coming to Netflix on Friday, October 27th. And there is some pregame going on, people. There is a party happening Friday, October 20th to celebrate. It's called the Upside Down Stranger Things Party at the Rickshaw Stop here in San Francisco.
Oh, my buddy owns that.
Richie Tozier.
Oh, the radio host.
Yeah.
I started reading it over the weekend. Rich Tozier. So it looks like they're going to, it's over 21 show, and it's going to play all kinds of new wave and 1980s pop, because it's the show's set in the 80s.
So Richie's the guy with all the voices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is his name? Kinky Briefcase, the sexual accountant?
He does a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. That's the one I like.
Oh, you like that, huh?
I thought it was funny. I didn't remember there being a... I guess I wasn't in radio at the time when I read it.
I'm telling you, I don't remember anything from that book. I'm starting to think I gave up on it.
Oh.
It's a long book.
Yes.
So I'm guessing that was at a time in my life when I was still going out and having fun and getting crazy. I probably went, I'll never...
That's a big
great read,
book.
Though.
Yeah. The Rickshaw Stop is going to be decked out to look like the Upside Down. There'll be Dungeons and Dragons drink specials. I assume Eggo waffles, but who knows? And you can go to rickshawstop.com. If you are ready to pregame for Stranger Things, you can do it right here in San Francisco. What do you know about the Rickshaw Stop, Hooman?
It's a good venue. It's on Fell Street. I've been there a few times. It's not like glamorous or anything, but it's just a cool spot to hang out. Who did you say was performing there?
No one. They're going to play 80s music, and it's a dance party.
Okay, wonderful.
And I'll leave you with this. Apparently, it's the 40th anniversary of Eddie Van Halen's incredible guitar solo, Eruption. 40-year anniversary.
Dang.
I know. So his son, Wolfgang Van Halen, posted a video of himself playing the iconic Eruption to mark its 40th. Is this him playing it?
Or is no, that that's the his actual? Dad. Yeah, it's the actual one. Do you want to hear him?
Yes, I want to hear his
he's
dad.
He's playing, I know.
Who cares about the boy?
He's playing Eddie's original Frankenstein guitar.
This is still his dad.
This sounds live.
It is live.
I don't want it live.
Oh, my God.
Can you get the recorded version?
We want the recorded version.
From start right, to finish. Sure. Of Eruption.
In the meantime, should I play his son's version?
Yeah, play the son's version while
all
you
right,
find the
here
actual
you go.
Version.
Oh, he can play.
You can actually hear his fingers drumming on
is
the fretboard.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Yeah, the kid's good. Really good.
Well, surprise. His dad's amazing. Oh, here we go. You gotta hit the next part.
Da-da-na-na-na.
Da-da-na-na-na.
You didn't ask me for that.
It's okay.
That's pretty neat.
So that was,
the boy, do you have the boy is putting out an album?
Oh, of his own?
Yeah, solo album.
Funny. Well, sounds like he can play more than bass. That was recorded on September 8th, 19... Oh, sorry, maybe... Nope, that's when it was recorded, apparently. September 8th, 1977. Of course, it came out the next year. That's when we all heard it for the first time. Was it you who was telling me that when Van Halen first started to play shows that Eddie would turn his back to the audience so that no one could see what his fingers were doing because that was his sound and he didn't want everyone jacking it?
Right. Famously, before the album came out, there was big news about these kids out of Pasadena, but he would do that. He would hide so people couldn't see how he was making those
finger
sounds.
Banging. That's the name of the technique, by the way.
Finger banging?
Sure.
I did not know that.
Well, it's probably like finger tapping, but I've always called it finger banging. So
really?
Yeah.
Can John do that?
It's easy. You can do it. It's super
no,
easy.
No, I mean like that.
Oh, no. I don't think.
No, I could do two sure. seconds of it. But right. That kid was, did you hear that?
Oh, that was amazing. I thought his kid was great.
Wolfie.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the news. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Pacific Sales. We are doing two movies reviews this week. American Assassin is today at 9:15. Johnny Mosley will be joining Hooman. And then Mother, which is Bryn and our friend Rudy on Thursday. So Johnny Mosley, right around the corner. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. You'd love to. You really would love to. The Bay Club is excellent.
Pretty good over there.
All the Bay Clubs.
Pretty happy.
Here's what's happening. So today, of course, is 9/11. So it's a day that we don't forget.
Right.
Also, Irma has mellowed out some, but it looks like they're predicting the cost between Harvey and Irma to be almost $300 billion. And some records were broken as Irma spent 3 days as a Category 5, which is the biggest hurricane and the longest it's ever, a hurricane has ever stayed that strength, with winds of over 185 miles per hour for 37 hours. We are getting updates from Marco Island. Your parents say they lost their lanai.
Apparently the back of the, yeah, the back, all the pools down there have like a screen, almost like mosquito netting, and it's in a big metal frame. Like every house has that, and that's gone off our house.
How do they know? Are they back?
No, there are some people who stayed on the island, and they can boat. The roads are impassable apparently still, but there it looks like they maybe looked at the back of the house from the canal behind it. And so it seems like the house, knock wood, everything's okay, but the back of it got ripped off.
I am guessing that while we heard a lot about evacuations and people being ordered to evacuate, and even the governor, I think, said something like, we're not risking our first responders to come save you.
Right.
You need to leave. Mm-hmm. And yet, with all that, I bet half the people stayed, at least.
Yeah, I have no idea what the numbers are.
I mean, I know one of my friends who I grew up with, who lives there now, posted on Facebook, we are hunkering down and we'll be fine. Have a good one. Like letting everyone know we're staying here. We're not. And I just thought, well, there it is.
Plenty of people. And did you hear
he's fine.
Back?
He's fine, but it's very trippy that there's plenty of people who are like, I'm not leaving. And one of the reasons is the looters, which we're seeing now. You see caught on TV cameras during the hurricane, people looooting a sporting goods store, taking sneakers.
So lame.
Makes the news. It is
lame.
So lame. But, you know, that happens to people's homes. They take off on the run, and these people know it. So, anyway, still waiting on the rest of the sort of, what do you call it? It's not recovery at this point.
Well, the waters are going to have to recede, and then they can really see what the damage is. They say it undermines a lot of streets, you know, when the water gets up that high. Like, at first it seems like everything's going to be okay, but sometimes it's washed out. You know, roads will collapse or infrastructure just has to be completely replaced.
They say now that the storm is in Atlanta and it's dumping a lot of rain, and there's a chance for flooding, but it's no longer what it was.
Right.
So that's...
I haven't heard. They might have downgraded it to a tropical storm.
Right.
Like not even a hurricane anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But any word on that Jose that was sort of following Irma up through the Caribbean?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
I haven't read about it.
Well, hopefully that one's either peeling off and going out into the Atlantic or just isn't going to be a factor. Because what we don't need now is another hurricane.
I'm sorry to say this reporter, even after swearing off Big Brother, ended up watching Big Brother last
night.
I couldn't really say that I spent time researching all of the news of the day because there I was watching Big Brother again.
Please let Josh do something.
I didn't watch the last 10 minutes, though, so I don't know what happened. What happened? Can you tell me? Spoiler alert.
He didn't nominate Paul, but there's only five people left in the house, so if one of them wins the power of veto...
Paul is such a bad actor.
He's terrible.
I can't watch it if he's so
bad. I'm with you. I just felt like, dude, stop talking. Your acting sucks.
The fake tears. I did love Josh's reaction that he's crying, and then as soon as
Alex leaves the room,
he stops, and he's like, we got this. And Josh is just big-eyed like, oh my God.
That was... maybe the funniest moment of the whole summer. So he goes, he's in the diary going, I felt like I was looking at the devil.
Yeah.
The problem is that Josh is going to have to tread pretty carefully because everybody else is in the cult of Paul. And if he wants to actually make a move and get him out, he's going to have some convincing to do. Like, Alex still trusts him. Christmas. Did we hear that Christmas and Paul are bumping uglies?
They're
in the
together,
house?
Yeah. So Christmas
and Paul.
There's no
evidence of that.
So I didn't know this. This is some research that was done and told to me that apparently Christmas was engaged to be married before she went into the house and broke it off.
Oh, wow.
Well,
before going into the house.
Oh.
Which seems weird. Like, I guess. And I had such a high opinion of her just based on an impression of right. what was presented to me. And I assume now she thought this was going to be her big break and she was going to become right. a big star. And
I'm going to Hollywood.
And she's gotten nothing but bad PR from this run on Big Brother.
She's highly unlikable.
Yeah,
and I don't even know the terrible stuff that's happening on the live feed. They're saying she's a terrible person. They're not showing a lot of that.
Well, I saw Paul. He's the bearded guy, right? He slapped Josh. Josh was crying for whatever reason
because
someone got kicked off. He was crying. And bearded dude walks straight towards him. Some curse words, and then slaps him, and then walks away, like he wanted him to get it together.
Well, they were all saying "snap out of it, snap."
They
needed him to stop crying,
right?
Yeah,
but I didn't see the slap. They must not have aired that. I would think any kind of physical assault in there would be.
Everything gets blown out of proportion.
Like, no tolerance.
I mean, you know, you touch someone, everything gets blown out of proportion. But
it was like a.
Oh.
You know, like.
Well. I don't know what to say about that. I do know that apparently Christmas did one of those jury room things and was talking about how she can't really be herself and let everyone know how she feels right now. But she should. And she does this long rant and then she goes, but I just want to say that Paul makes me really happy at the end of it all, which I guess is her trying not to say she's completely in love with Paul since she was just engaged to be married in real life outside the show. But yeah, it's not pretty. But you'd think Josh would realize there's a point on the show last night that I was watching where Paul or Josh goes, I don't understand her. And I'm like, what don't you understand? She loves the guy, dude. Like, get it through your head. He's her number one. You've been pushed back to number two. Get rid of Paul.
Well, if one of them, he won't put, I think Paul will wind up on the block if one of them wins immunity. There is no one else to put up. And I think that, you know, his alliance is with Christmas, clearly not with Paul. I really hope one of them
wins. The only way the show gets good is if they get rid of Paul. That's the only way.
I totally agree. Paul, and he's obnoxious about how he's running the thing. And this fake acting thing I just wanted to kill him. Oh.
1 in 3 millennials wish they had grown up in their parents' era.
Really? I'm surprised to hear that.
Nearly half of people believe the future will be gloomier. Mm. What do you think about that?
It's hard to not think that, I guess.
You think things seem less complicated back then.
Well,
but they are even more complicated than the 30 years before that.
Yeah.
I know. Things get better?
It's such a strange thing because the technology that our kids have grown up with is like something we've never seen. We never experienced anything like that. And I actually do feel like they missed out on some of the, you know, boredom. Like you had to get inventive when people our age were kids. And we even had TV. Remember people who, oh my God, your kid is watching TV. Like that was the big bad thing, you know, get outside. And we could only watch the Brady Bunch like at 8 p.m. or whenever it came on. It wasn't like you wanted to sit around and watch soap operas all day. Mm. Like it just wasn't
Game
the problem.
Shows.
And now it's just changed. And I wonder if they hear the stories that their parents tell about, you know, camping trips or just playing in the neighborhood with other kids.
Well, I don't think that they dislike their generation and all the technological advances that they're enjoying. I'm sure they look at some of the old stuff we used to watch the same way I looked at I used to look at black and white movies when I was a boy and go, I'm not watching that. And when you guys go, you haven't seen Casablanca? No, why would I watch that? That was old people crap. So I can see why some people of this current generation aren't looking at that fondly, but they do look fondly at getting to own a home. That'd be great.
So it's a financial...
Job security would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
So it's a totally different set of parameters.
Funding their own retirement? How are they going to do that?
Well, you should start early. Put in.
Well, they should start early, but, you know, that's something that they're looking at. These. Remember we... I'm just saying, this is just my thought. It seems like everyone's been sold that college was a promise. Like, you go to college and you get a job.
Right.
You don't come out of college with all that debt and find yourself back at your parents' house.
Well, and
that's
college
not supposed to be the deal. The deal
is so exorbitant now, too.
There's supposed to be something there waiting for you, and it's not the case anymore.
Right.
So, and meanwhile, we're still pushing. I'm already saving for my kid's college. Mm-hmm. She's going.
Yeah.
She doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to be pumping her full of colleges happening as soon as she can understand what that means.
And that's the time to start. You open a 529E and it's
already done.
Yeah. People.
In fact,
I hope people are doing that.
Some hacker's probably stealing that as we speak.
Well,
thanks,
I have to say,
Equifax,
when I saw the ticket price on some of these colleges, I was so thankful that I had started that early, because honestly, it would be crippling. And that's why people have to take out these huge school loans, because they get them at student rates, and then they wind up just saddled with all this debt all their whole lives. Ugh.
So anyway, I think that's plays a big role in it. The kids are just looking at what their future looks like. They don't want a life without phones.
It's a crazy world, man.
Or tech, mm-hmm. or computers.
Oh,
come
is that
on.
It? So it's not about playing as a child in the cul-de-sac or whatever?
No. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. It the book was great. It the movie was pretty silly. Not worth the money or the time.
Oh.
No one can make a horror movie as scary as what you imagine when you read.
So true.
That's the first negative rating I've heard. Everyone says it's...
What's it got on Rotten Tomatoes?
Let me look.
Books, I absolutely believe. I love reading. I believe in books. I will always read books, but I've never jumped at a book like I will jump in a movie. Mm. I have screamed out loud at movies where the people
with
me are like...
Well, the visual coming at you is...
Dude, did that just come out of you? Yes, I was scared.
But I've never watched a movie and been scared by it and then had a hard time going into the bathroom because there's a shower curtain hanging there. Like, books will... Because usually you read them late at night. And then you got to go in the bathroom. You're like, oh, I just know there's a freaking murderer behind that curtain. I just know it.
86%.
Oh, that's good. Really good.
510 Van Halen, you guys have me banging my head in my garbage truck.
That was nice to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Eddie Van Halen was...
Is.
He is. You're right. But at that time, he just took guitar to a whole nother place.
Right.
People didn't even know it could go.
You dropped your jaw and went, what?
And you know what's funny? Because I read all this crap and guitar magazines. A lot of the guitar players at the time who were really good went and saw him play. And you hear them actually, their quotes are like, I went home that night and locked myself in my house for days because I realized I wasn't nearly good enough. Mm-hmm. And you just go, wow. That George Lynch is one of the guys who's like, I just went right home.
And he's great.
Of course he's great. Yeah. He's one of the best.
From Dokken, because I'm sure
everyone's going,
George Lynch who? What?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Sad but true, Vinny.
Well, I worked at a metal station. I know stuff. Mm. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text in a movie review right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.